This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Dubas spoke to the media the other day after the signing of Tristan Jarry, among other things. I mean, he didn't just speak about Tristan Jarry. He spoke about the first day of NHL free agency and made a few moves. But the big news was that Tristan Jarry was re-signed to a five-year, nearly $27 million contract. And here are his comments on Tristan Jarry.
Two-time All-Star. At the same time, he's dealt with significant injuries the past 2 years, hasn't experienced much playoff success. Mm-hmm. What gave you comfort to extend such a substantial contract into him?
Yeah, I think for me, it's looking at the whole sample. So when you go back a number of years, I think Tristan's played the sixth most games in the league and won the fifth most, I think, in the last three seasons. I think the injury stuff, I don't want to make it more pronounced than it was, because even with the injuries, he still played 49 games this year, which is a credit to Tristan. But it started with the freak thing going into the playoffs 2 years ago with Anders Lee kind of falling on him, and I think it just was one thing kind of rolls into the other with it. But he still played through it and was able to still play well. I mean, I think he would be the first to tell you he wants to continue to be better, and I think his sample shows that he's capable of being better in two of the previous three seasons to that being an All-Star. So I just think that, the larger sample, made me comfortable, but I think more importantly than that, Seth, just the view of the people in the facility and in the room, and then with myself getting to know Tristan. That was what made me comfortable to go down that path with him, and I think it's been made very clear to him what my expectations are in terms of him continuing to be in great shape, put himself in a position to be as healthy as possible, and continue to play the number of games that he has. And with what I learned from he and meeting with his wife Hannah in Edmonton, I was very comfortable with that.
All right, so that's Dubas on Jarry. A couple things. First of all, he called the reporter by name again. Love that. That's, I don't know how fast that's going to become old, but I still like it. Addresses the media with personality and borderline closeness there. But at any rate, Tristan Jarry has the potential to do well. He's shown he has the potential to do well. Sure, I get that. But also, the results have not been there with Tristan Jarry in full. The injury history, not great. The fact that he hasn't been available to contribute to a winning playoff series, not great. Kyle Dubas doesn't have a great track record with goalies. We saw that in his time in Toronto, a decent time in Toronto, but he also struggled putting together effective goalies or signing effective goalies, acquiring effective goalies. So anyway, I think that a prove-it deal would have been more fair for Jarry in that case. Give him 1-2 years at max. Let him prove that his potential could be met, and then renegotiate after the contract. But 5 years? 5 years is a little much for me. At $27 million, I mean, just over $5 million per year hitting the cap isn't terrible, but it's still like you've committed to him for 5 years. The only explanation that I have for that is maybe Jarry will play more comfortably knowing now that he has some job security. But I don't buy that very much as well. This isn't a business of trying to make people comfortable. It's prove it, and then you get the money. And I don't think Jarry has really proved it yet. So I'm not a fan of this deal that he signed to. 5 years, nearly $27 million to Tristan Jarry, back with the Penguins. He was signed on Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.